Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Yes, indeed, it is a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. Welcome aboard. There's Gary Ellerson. There's no Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here today. He is off gallivanting somewhere. Leroy Butler is going to leap into the studio here in a little bit less than an hour, so we'll have Leroy for you. And there's Gary Ellerson, the former Badger and Packers running back. My name is Tim, just kind of filling in, keeping the seats warm. And Gary, how are you, buddy? Big day of sports, big night of sports last night.
Last night was a big night of sports.
Wow.
A lot going on.
I guess some were calling it the sports equinox.
Yeah, I mean, what you had the NBA, right?
Hey,
you had the NFL, great game with the Browns last night. Was there a little baseball last night?
Oh yeah, Dodgers take care of the Atlanta Braves. Now that series at 3-2, Dodgers back against the wall.
Right.
Atlanta leads that series. Then you had 10 hockey games, NHL in play last night.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't do hockey as much as I should, I think.
Probably.
Because I went to school at Madison, so I used to go to a lot of hockey games when I was in Madison. I just really haven't gone to any hockey games after I left college.
Yeah, and I think, Gary, what helps me into those situations, obviously I'm big backer of the Milwaukee Admirals, for sure. Local, they have a great time. It's a great family destination, the whole deal. But in terms of the NHL, I find that if you either get into fantasy hockey or you gamble, it sort of puts you...
That's what gets you there?
It does, and that's what helped me in NASCAR many years ago, about 20 years ago. I hated the sport. Mm-hmm. Couldn't stand NASCAR, and then... You know, I got into this fantasy NASCAR thing and started, you know, really paying attention a little bit because there's money on the line. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of fell into place. I really enjoy NASCAR, and they're coming down the stretch here in the playoffs. Kyle Larson with a big win. But, yeah, as Gary mentioned, NFL football last night. Cleveland takes care of Denver. A little close at the end there. It's amazing to me, Gary, all these night games this year. I think all but two have come down to the final couple of minutes in a one-score game. That's impressive, and I like that a lot.
No, I mean, because that's what you want, right? I mean, that's what the NFL wants. They want parity.
Well, we've got the Packers taking on the Washington football team. A lot to talk about in that matchup here on a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. We have some fantasy football conversation coming up with Ian Harditz, a fantasy expert from Pro Football Focus. And Ken Barclay is going to join us. And if you're into the wagering scene, and it is a fun little thing to do in Wisconsin, get on board here. Let's legalize sports betting. Let's go now. A little kick in the tail here to get that done. A lot of revenue lost by you guys not having sports gambling in this state. But we will talk to Ken Barclay from You Better You Bet about this week's games and maybe make you a little money if you're on a platform that allows you to gamble. You can drive. I know some of my buddies down in Kenosha, Gary, they literally get in their car, drive across the border, log on to the website or the app that they gamble on, and just sit there in their car pulled over on the side of the road, and they're gambling. That's literally what they do.
What?
Because then it's legal. You get across that state line, and it's legal, and it's really starting to pick up. It is.
Sorry.
I know.
I just never really got into gambling. Never did.
Is that because you played in the NFL?
There's a lot of guys in the NFL that gamble, but that is one of the reasons why. And, you know, we just got hammered a lot, you know. They bring you into this big seminar in the beginning, and they start talking about, you know, your dad and your mom and your uncle that's drinking a lot. Don't be telling him who's playing and who's not playing and blah, blah, blah. So they hammer the thing home every year. And so you kind of get used to that. You know, you probably shouldn't be gambling. Then, of course, in Green Bay, they always talk about Paul Hornung and Ellis Karras. That's always big news in the Green Bay, and then I played for the Lions as well. And so it's – and for me, Timmy, I'd rather buy a pair of shoes than to lose money.
Mm-hmm. That's what I hear a lot from the anti-gamblers, sports gamblers, or gambling in general.
Right.
That they just – I want something tangible for my money.
Yeah.
Go to Vegas? No, yeah. Why would I go there and lose,
And you
got to
know
bucks.
Who you are. I mean – went to what's the place in Green Bay?
Oneida.
I went to Oneida some years back. I don't know, probably it'd be 15, 20 years ago, and started doing blackjack. And I tell you, Tim, it felt so good.
See,
it felt so good, and it was euphoric kind of a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, you know what? I need to get up. Because this could be an addiction for me. Now, a lot of guys can do it and don't get that. But you just got to know yourself. Can you stop? Or will you lose everything that you have around this? And for me, it felt so good that I felt like, this is not your cup of tea, bro.
Yeah, and the NFL.
I'll do some fancy football. I'll do some of that, but yeah, you can't be at the blackjack table. You can't be shooting crabs. You can't be doing any of that.
Well, Gary, the NFL has really morphed into an acceptance of NFL
well,
gambling.
Look how far they've
sure.
come. You remember Tony Romo was going to have this event in Vegas some years back.
And that was a fantasy football
right.
thing.
And they made him pull the plug on that.
Yep. And now they turn around and I
now they
love
got a team in
doing.
Vegas.
Yeah, now right off the strip.
Right.
They're playing NFL football and you can gamble. Some of these venues in professional sports are having the gambling windows right there on the premises. And I like all that. However, I also like what the NFL is doing now recently. Since they've evolved into allowing this and being okay with it. Now they've invested millions and millions of dollars, Gary, just recently here, this week, in a gambling addiction campaign. So as you said, it can be a problem to some people, but I like how they're staying ahead of it and investing the money in, you know, people have been destroyed by gambling. There's no question about that. So you gotta get a grip on that for sure. So Now, the final guest, or the final rundown guest here, is going to be in just a few minutes, Tom Thayer, former Chicago Bears lineman and current broadcaster. Gary, I'm interested in maybe seeing what he had to say about what Aaron Rodgers did with the I own you statements. And maybe I would think, in hearing Tom Thayer for many, many years, I would think that he's not going to be Olin Krutz. And he's not going to say, you know, I'd punch him in the face sort of response. Well, we'll find out from Tom Thayer coming up in just a little while. And as I said, the Packers, by the way, just a quick recap of the Bucks. We'll have that for you in a little more depth. But they got blown out last night. I don't know if you're flipping. I was going all sports last night, just flipping around the dial. Chris Taylor hitting 3 home runs. Holy Reggie Jackson. For the L.A. Dodgers, and I watched that final at-bat, actually rooting for him. And I'm finally getting into watching baseball again because, to some degree, Gary, I'm still furious of what happened with the Milwaukee Brewers this year.
I don't know why you are. I think you're a little out of line, Tim.
Okay.
Should I tell you why later? Should I tell you why now?
Yeah. I do want to hear that because.
But you're not
going to
hear it because you're stubborn. You're set in your ways. No matter what I say, it's not going to make sense to you.
No, but I'll be
for
open.
The people. But for the people that are upset about the Brewers losing, you're straight out of line.
Okay, I'll be open to some angles that maybe I didn't think of.
And it's
but
pretty
as of
simple.
Right now,
it's a very simple angle.
Okay.
If you understand, and it's not even like you got to understand baseball to understand my concept. You just got to understand sports in general.
Yep. Okay, so we'll have that for you.
Can't wait for that segment.
I know that. The Milwaukee Bucks took on the Heat last night. I guess that's what you could call it. Now, granted, a lot of injuries. Drew Holiday didn't play. Bobby Portis didn't play. Brooke Lopez didn't play. I mean, DiVincenzo wasn't on the floor. So you had a lot of guys out. But they got blown out right from the start, Gary. It was tied at 3. And as I said, I'm flipping around, catching the opening drive of the NFL game and keeping an eye on the baseball game. And before long, it was a 19-point run by the Heat. And it was 22-3. And I'm like, okay. All right, I guess you chalk this one up to one of those games. There will be a lot of victories for the Bucks. More on that in just a bit. But Washington into Lambeau to take on the Green Bay Packers. And I wonder, I know a lot of people are talking about, is this a trap game? Are they overlooking? Is it a short? Well, it is a short week. Mm-hmm. And that plays a part. Aaron Rodgers made comments yesterday about, Gary, about how, it's on the schedule. He doesn't like to overlook any team. You don't overlook any team.
Correct.
But it's right there on the schedule. It's 4 days away after Sunday. You've got to take on potentially the undefeated Arizona Cardinals. Confident, curious, concerned about this game. Washington into Green Bay. We'll take a break and get to those three conversations about this game. And I think Washington's defense might be ready to step up one time. I don't understand what happened with their defense. They were a good defense last year or two. And I don't know what happened, but they're allowing points. Their offense is capable. We'll talk more after the break. If you want to chime in on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Your thoughts on this matchup come Sunday, Washington into Green Bay to take on the 5-1 Packers. You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
And welcome back, a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. And when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty, no purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Now, they didn't win last night, so you're going to have to wait on that. But there will be a ton of victories for the Milwaukee Bucks this year as they try to defend their title. Welcome back. There's Gary Ellerson, Tim Allen in for Sparky, and it's the Wendy's Big Show. Tom Thayer, former Bears lineman and current broadcaster, will join us in just a couple of minutes. Be fun catching up with Tom Thayer. And right now, it's Washington into Green Bay to face the Packers here. And Gary, my concern on this one is that Washington will pick one day, and it'll be Sunday, to step up their defense, because I'm pretty disappointed just as a football fan with Washington's defense thus far this year. That's my concern here, is that they'll pick a step-up game in Lambeau on Sunday.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I think what that defense to me does best is rush the passer. You look at their two bookends, pass rusher in Chase Young and Montez Sweat. Those guys get out to the quarterback.
Yep.
And they want to get you in third and long or second and long situation when they know that they can come out to the quarterback. I think what the Green Bay Packers have to do is run the football. That's how you neutralize that pass rush of theirs. If the Green Bay Packers can come in, run the football, I think it'll make it much easier for them then to do what they need to do. And I think change up their game plan a little bit. I mean, I think the Packers last week, they ran the football a little bit more than they threw it. And I don't know if they can make a steady diet and recipe of that, but most certainly it worked. I mean, what Rodgers only threw for about 199 yards or less than 200 yards last week, but was efficient. I think that's what you need to see out of Aaron Rodgers once again. And what we're doing, confident, concerned, and curious?
Yeah.
I guess I'm most confident in them coming out and establishing the run game once again and getting a win. I think it's a team that they should beat. I think it's a team that they're far superior than. Who's their quarterback, Toby Altizer?
Heinicke.
Taylor Heinicke.
You sure that's who it is? Taylor Heinicke can't beat the Packers, can he?
No, but he's kind of a gamer, though, Gary.
Can he?
If you watch, you know what? I recall seeing a game, and maybe Toby can help me out on this, being a Washington fan, but was it Thanksgiving last year or one of those games? Maybe it was a Sunday night game. That dude was impressive. I mean, he kind of a D in the dirt kind of guy. Just he'll do whatever, throw his body around. He struck me as just the prototypical gamer. Am I wrong on that?
Toby, is he wrong?
He can be, but he can also be very bad at times. And these last 2 weeks, he's been very bad and missing easy throws to his wide open receivers. So we'll see what you get on Sunday.
And that's about, we have to say that Toby Altizer is our residential Washington football team fan.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Expert slash fan.
What is he?
Expert slash fan.
Yeah.
And Timmy, he's dressed up today in all of his Washington football team garb.
McLaurin jersey.
Yes.
Just looking good.
Yes. He's sporting the burgundy and gold like never before.
Yes, he is.
I mean, I'm thinking like Vince Lombardi may just jump out right now. I'm not sure.
He should give the.
You think he knew that Vince Lombardi was a coach of the Washington football team?
I knew that, Gary.
You think he knew that?
I knew that.
You know what, Gary? It's weird you mentioned that. I still have this. I cut out as a little kid. I cut out used to cut out pictures out of Sports Illustrated and just kind of cut out the glossy pictures because they were cool. There's one that was in SI of Vince Lombardi in a Washington polo. And a hat, and I just could not believe that was going on. That's just so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It was so wrong. I had to cut it out and keep it and throw it in a scrapbook. Yes, I was the nerdy kid doing a scrapbook. Washington, are they? You know, you are what your record shows that you are. They're 2-4 coming in, mm-hmm. Gary. But week one, they lost to the Chargers. Chargers, an upstart team. Out west, they've got a lot of weapons. They look like they're on a run to the playoffs. They lost to the Chargers in week one, 20-16. It's a close game right there. Then a 30-29 win over the Giants. Now, the Giants are in trouble. They have all sorts of problems with Judge, and some injuries are playing a key role in the Giants. But they barely beat the Giants there, the Washington football team did, to go 1-1. Week three, they got pounded by the Buffalo Bills. But that's not out of line either. I mean, Buffalo's legit. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could end up representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. In week four, the Washington football team gets another win, but it's against the Atlanta Falcons. And then they lost to the Saints, 33-22. And the Saints, I still can't figure them out as of this year. Are they good? Are they okay? Are they a fringe team? Then last week, 31-13 loss to the Chiefs. So the better teams are beating them, Gary, but they're beating the worst teams. So I guess a victim of the schedule?
Well, they're beating the teams they're supposed to beat. They just don't have enough, Tim. I mean, they played well last year. But, I mean, I think when you look at it, they just don't have enough yet. I think they're building on the defensive side of football, which I'm okay with. But you got to get a quarterback. You got to get a couple offensive linemen. And you got to get a running back. And they just don't have that yet. I mean, I hate going back to Toby Altizer, but it's his team. Toby, how do you see this team offensively, the Washington football team?
Offensively, they're just not very good.
Right.
I mean, they signed a guy in Curtis Samuel that's supposed to come in and play a huge role in the offense, and he's played minimal snaps for this football team. He's not going to suit up on Sunday. I think you can look at this team as winning the games that they should have won, losing the games they should have lost, but they also barely won the game they won. I mean, if Dexter Lawrence doesn't jump off sides on a field goal against the Giants, they're 0-2 starting the year. And if Taylor Heinicke doesn't pull a rabbit out of his hat against Atlanta, they lose to Atlanta as well. This team could easily be 0-6.
Well, to defend their offense, though, guys, a little bit. I mean, Antonio Gibson, Terry McLaurin, Logan Thomas, I know there's been some injuries here. Those are pretty formidable offensive weapons, guys. They really are. Gibson's no slouch. He's not. He's a real dynamic back. McLaurin, a really good receiver. Logan Thomas, one of the better tight ends in all of the NFL. I think the piece they're missing might be at quarterback. As much as I like Heinicke, I think that's where it comes into play here. And they're not unlike a lot of teams. A lot of teams are looking for franchise quarterbacks, right. And we get that. And you can't just stumble into Joe Burrows and Justin Herberts all the time to kind of build your team moving forward. But I wouldn't underestimate those weapons offensively for Washington.
Because you never underestimate anyone, but I still think they're void of talent offensively. To me, they're best football players on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, with those two studs on defense, for sure.
Right.
Those guys, well, that's what I'm afraid of, right. Is that their defense is going to roll back the clock last year.
But the problem is they'll be on the field too much.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I'm a little concerned just with the four-day rest. And heading into Arizona, and this does kind of define trap possibility. How about that? Is that a fair way to put it?
I guess we'll get to that in next hour.
Yeah, and it might be with Leroy Butler. We'll talk about that coming up. In the meantime, the Packers did take care of the Bears last week, and to get more on that and the ownership of the Chicago Bears, Tom Thayer, former lineman for Chicago and current broadcaster, will join us next year. Tim in for Sparky today. Gary, Leroy, Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, welcome back, Wisconsin. It is a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. There's Gary Ellerson. My name is Tim Allen, in for Sparky, and we're talking NFL football a little bit later on, some fantasy football conversation. We will also get to why, apparently, Gary, I'm out of line when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers.
You are.
I'm just out of line. I got to be honest with my emotions, though. I just do, and I'm still somewhat furious. So we'll have all that coming up as the show moves on. Leroy Butler joins us at the top of the hour as well. And let's hit the Schneider Orange Hotline and welcome in from WBBM and the Bears Radio Network, Tom Thayer, and former Chicago Bears lineman, Tom Thayer. Hey, Tom, thanks for the time.
Gary, Tim, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for coming on, buddy. I the reason why I called you, because I do the post-game show here, and when I saw Aaron Rodgers score that touchdown and do the I own you, I steal, blah, 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 whatever he's going at it, right? And I said to myself, had that been when we played Tom, all hell would have broke loose. Then I heard, is it Kreutz? Then I heard Kreutz on a radio station said, I'd have punched him. You got that real quick? Can you play that?
Olin, you talked about wearing two hats when we were in the pregame show. You talked about being a Bears alum and being an analyst. And you said that when you made the pick and you picked the Bears to win the game, you did so because you're an alum. When you, as an alum, let's keep that hat on, when you see Aaron Rodgers run into the end zone and he apparently was flipped off and he tells the crowd, I still own you, I still own you, I've owned you my whole blanking life, how does that make you feel?
I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah,
I like to punch him in his face. When you see that, that's your first reaction, right? I don't care if you're right. I don't care what his excuse is. That's just is your first reaction. I don't care if he, I don't know. To me, that's a lame excuse. At the podium, I saw some lady flick me off and I blacked out. Look. Just say you. That's how we all know this is the kind of guy you are. You know, competitive, and that's the way you feel. And you have won a lot of games here at Soldier Field. And just because you're right, it doesn't make you right for doing it. Doesn't make us any less pissed off here. And we should all like Justin Fields showed you on the podium after the game. There should be a little edge after this. After a while, after a while, you get sick of getting beat up, and it's been a long time here. I guess I can't say too much. I know you guys have a dumb button there. I'd like to tell you exactly how I feel about it, but I can't say too much on this radio show on the radio about exactly how I feel about Aaron Rodgers doing that.
That's from Olin Kreutz at 670 Score. Tom, your thoughts on that? And I don't want to come out and sound like I'm against Rodgers. All I'm saying is that kind of thing sometimes backfires on you when you're in a rivalry game like the Bears and the Packers.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, I add 10 more years to my, you know, time with the Bears, and you know, I that's what I have on Olin and my experiences with it. However, you know, it's hard to deny. You know, he's 22-5 against the Bears all time, and I've broadcast every single one of those games throughout that time. I've been doing it for 26 years, and I can say, as Aaron has been the starting quarterback of Green Bay, I've never walked into the game confident, thinking that it was a foregone conclusion that the Bears were going to beat them. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to accept. And thankfully, during my time playing against the Green Bay Packers in my career, we never really lost against the Packers, but the shoe's on the other foot, and you can't deny it. And I hate it equally as much. You know, I hate it. I'm envious. I'm jealous. I admire how great of a quarterback he is, but man, doing that in your own house, it's kind of tough. If I was a Bear and I was playing for him now and they had a good player, they got ahead of Green Bay on that next football game, I'd do the Lambeau leap. You know, if you're going to throw a pitch at me, I'm going to throw one at you.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're there yet these days, but with the taunting rules and all that. Tom, I got to say, you know, growing up and living in Kenosha forever, I've had an opportunity to listen to you for many, many years. And I have to admit here, now hear me out. When you and Jeff got together, I was like, oh, man, I go from Wayne Larrivee and before that Jim Hart was in the booth and all that down in Chicago. And I didn't like it at first, I got to admit. But now I think you guys have really, really captured the theater of a Chicago Bears game. And when you were playing, was that kind of the focus for you? Did you want to get into broadcasting or what?
You know, I think our requirement to watch tape, and our position coach was a guy named Dick Stanfeld, who's a Hall of Famer, and he was also an offensive guard. And the knowledge that he gave you and the experiences that you had in watching tape with a guy that's smart about offensive football and offensive line play specifically, I just got into enjoying watching football, you know, because I was doing the Bears, I was up there and I had access to all the games. And so I wasn't only watching Bears games. I was watching other football teams, teams that were having success, teams that were having, you know, difficulty, whatever the case may be. And I just think it was, you know, that was the part of it, being an offensive lineman and watching so much tape. And then having the opportunity to work with Wayne initially, man, it was awesome because the dude's the best of the best. And it was a great experience for me. And then a year with Gary Bender and now all this time with Jeff, who Jeff is an incredibly hardworking guy, man. He gives everything he's got to be a great broadcaster, and the time and effort he puts into it. I hope he does it long after I'm done, and as long as he wants to.
Yeah, Gary, when you listen to Thayer, it's always when there's ball out, it's ball. It's ball. Right on the air. It's like he's still on the field. It's pretty cool.
That's where it's supposed to be. You know, Tom, I guess maybe the NFL is changed a little bit. Do you think this rivalry, because of the one-sidedness with the Packers here as of late, the rivalry has kind of changed a little bit with it? Maybe the emotion is not what it used to be?
No, I think it's got even more, you know, I'm just speaking from the Bears, you know, because I know, you know, we recently had the alumni weekend and everybody gets together, and it's still the most heated topic of anything that we talk about amongst each other with that's specifically football related. And it is about Aaron and the Green Bay Packers owning the Bears throughout the Favre and Aaron Rodgers eras. It's about the frustration and the lack of development in some aspects of Bear football to put them in a more confident position to maybe compete for the division. So, no, I don't think that the power of the rivalry, is incredibly, because, you know, we also, Virginia McCaskey, who is one of the sweetest, most knowledgeable football people in the world, who's 97 years old or whatever, and her expressions change in the Green Bay Bear week and stuff. So, I mean, it means a lot, and it's, there's a whole, you know, multiple generations of people that have a relationship to this rivalry.
How do the Bears fans, and again, we're talking to Tom Thayer here on the Wendy's Big Show, how do Bears fans cope with these lists that come out when you compare the rivalry, Green Bay and Chicago? Of all the quarterbacks that have started for the Chicago Bears, and, you know, I quite frankly, I'm in the industry, and I'm getting sick of looking at the list. But during the Favre and Rodgers era, and then you go side by side with all the Bears quarterbacks, where is Justin Fields in that list? And is he the franchise guy? There were some things that I liked in the couple of games he's been in.
I mean, you know, since the moment they moved up in the draft and his name was announced, and thankfully not somebody else's, it gave the Bears hope for the future because, you know, they were pretty down and out up until the point, and now they have, of all that frustrating list that you talk about, a bunch of, you know, really, you know, a long list of different quarterbacks and minimal lengths of success. Now they're hoping that they've picked a guy that can have 10 years of success. Can he, you know, take the baton from a guy like Aaron Rodgers and run the division for a while? And that's what the Bears fans are living on right now. And, you know, and it's kind of like a political split because some people say, well, we should, you know, still keep Andy Dalton as the starter here and let Justin develop behind the scenes. And then you have the other group that, hey, we got to play Justin now. You know, Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay. Everybody's fighting for second place in the division. So try to get some playing time, you know, even though he's not ready. So, you know, it's a topic that, you know, is out in the media market every week here. But, you know, it still gives the Bears fan base hope for the future.
Yeah, speaking of future, Tom, head coach Matt Nagy, is his future then tied with Justin Fields, the success of Justin Fields?
I think it's beyond Justin. I think it's the whole team. It's the, you know, how does Sean Desai, a brand new defensive coordinator, how does he navigate his way through the season, and how is your defense at the end of all this? Where is Justin Fields' development at the end of the season? And, you know, will it be even comparable to a guy like Russell Wilson, just to throw a name out there? And then overall, the win-loss record, I think there's going to be a couple different factors that are going to, you know, help make that decision. But I think Justin's development is probably at the top of the list.
He's been under fire, though, Tom, on a number of different platforms, including in the Chicago market. And I'm talking about Nagy and these guys in the front office. It's just, do you see them turning this around? Does it all hinge on this year? I mean, that's sad to say that you're gonna judge you know, a guy that's made the playoffs two of the last 3 years, all on a span of what, 8-9 games left.
Well, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of built-in excuses of the past that, you know, Nagy did not pick Mitchell Trubisky. So to blame, you know, the process of his career now being in Buffalo, you know, it's not going to be laid on him because he wasn't the guy. That's why I think there's so much emphasis on a guy like Justin, because Matt had a hand in the whole scouting process of the quarterbacks that were out there this year. And, you know, thankfully this was the name that they decided on and were able to trade up to. But, you know, in some way, you know, if Aaron is there in the future or not, you have to be competitive against the Green Bay Packers in order to put yourself in a division race. And to me, that's, you know, I'm a season ticket holder. I'm a Bears fan my whole life. I grew up in this area, and I'm an alumni. I think if you become satisfied with, you know, second or third place in your division and, you know, getting into the playoffs without any success, I think your goals have to be loftier than that. So, you know, all of us, again, hoping for significant improvement by Justin, because the schedule for the Bears doesn't get it any easier. And you've got to see the attitude of the players. You know, I think that's constant judgment of to see where your what direction your franchise is growing in.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a lot of our listeners that are crying a river for Chicago's challenges.
No, I don't want you to. Just like the Illinois people, we're not crying for the Wisconsin people.
There you go. Tom, we appreciate
the
time, man. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, and see you guys down the road.
There he is, Tom Thayer, former Bears lineman and current broadcaster on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is looking for drivers now. Call him at 800-44-PRIDE or SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or SchneiderJobs.com. Hear what he said, Gary?
Yeah.
And we can relate this to the Brewers.
Yeah.
Just getting into the playoffs is not good enough. That's not good enough.
I'll show you why.
Okay.
I agree and disagree with you.
Okay, that's coming up. Leroy Butler will join us. Still a lot to get to here, a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
And welcome back. It is a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. No Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today, as people are saying, boo. Tim Allen in for Sparky. There's Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler will join us in just a couple of minutes to talk about a potential trap game for the Green Bay Packers. We'll talk more with Leroy coming up in just a bit. Last night you had a sports cavalcade. That's what you had. You're sitting remote in your hand. You had lots of choices. Thursday night football. Boy, they gave us another good one. Broncos-Browns. Wow. Not a good way. The London schedule and the Thursday schedule the past, say, 5 years, I don't know if the NFL is doing a good job of branding themselves. But nonetheless, Cleveland was in play. They beat the Broncos. You had the Dodgers and Atlanta Braves in play, NLCS. That was game 5, and the Dodgers stave off elimination with a victory. Chris Taylor with 3 homers in that game last night. You had the NHL in play 10 games, although my Vegas team wasn't playing. So the secondary, my second favorite, Chicago Blackhawks, they fell 4-1. And then you had the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks recap. Yeah, time to look at what happened. Brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, the official grocer to your Milwaukee Bucks. And it wasn't pretty. And I don't know if they had a ton of expectations in this one. P.J. Tucker takes on his old teammates and said this was the game he circled on the calendar when the schedule came out, that this was the one that he wanted. And right out of the chute, he faces up on Giannis. Giannis does draw the foul, but the Miami Heat just took care of business in this one. It was tied 3-3, and then Miami gets on a 19-0 run. The Bucks lose 137-95. They get blown off the floor last night. Now, granted, you had a lot of injuries not playing in the game. Bobby Portis, Jrue Holiday, DiVincenzo didn't play. Brooke Lopez didn't play. So you were getting a lot of Grayson Allen. You were getting a lot of the sub-packages in there. But, boy, not a good performance for the Milwaukee Bucks as they start out their season 1-1. Gary, did you watch any of that game last night as you're flipping around?
Yeah, I did. And so as you were looking at that game, I mean, right away when you saw who was all going to be out, you knew it was going to be tough for the Bucks to get a win. I mean,
yeah, they were down 40-17
right.
at one point.
And then all of a sudden, when you saw the hard foul on Giannis by PJ, you go, okay, so that's what this is going to be. It's going to be a tough series. If they get matched up with Miami, Miami is going to play hard. They're going to try to come in and push the Bucks around if this makes it to the playoff. That's the way they think that they're going to beat the Bucks.
Yeah, and defending champions, man, they get the best. I mean, everybody that plays that team, any sport, Gary, that's their own championship in a manner of speaking. All right, we'll take a break, come back in hour number 2. Leroy Butler joins us, and is this a trap game for Green Bay on Sunday as they have a short week heading into a matchup against Arizona? We'll talk about that, and we'll have you join us as well. 855-830-8648, Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. It's Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Tim in for Sparky today, a Friday edition of the Wendy's Big Show.
To Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.